Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio to open God's precious Word and to study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. I want to send the broadcast out today to those who are sick and shut in, the suffering, those in the hospitals and the nursing homes, and those in prison today, wherever you're listening, down at your house, in your automobile, on the job. I'm so thrilled you're with us, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will make the broadcast a blessing to you today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Psalms 51, and we're continuing our study on a personal revival. We have looked thus far in verses number 1 down through verse number 7, and we saw that this is a prayer, first of all, for consideration. David cries out in verse number 1, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness." And then we saw it is a prayer for cleansing. He said in the latter part of verse number 1, "Blot out my transgressions." And then in verse number 2, he said, "Wash me thoroughly from my sins." In verse number 2 also, he said, "Cleanse from mine iniquities." And then also in verse number 2, he said, "Cleanse me from my sin." In verse number 7, he said, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean." Again in verse number 7, he said, "Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." And I said to you, as you look at this chapter, you recognize that David becomes sorrowful over his sins. And friend, I want to tell you, as long as you enjoy the sin in business, you'll never have revival. And as long as you can look upon your sins with a light heart, you will never have revival. But when we come to the place that our sins become exceedingly sinful, and we recognize that our sins have grieved the very spirit and heart of God, then, my friend, we'll get to the place where we can do business with the Lord. So I pointed out to you, in his prayer for cleansing, he becomes sorrowful for his sins. But I want to come on down today to verse number 6. And he said in verse number 6, "Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom." And I do want to point out that real revival is not just something that affects the external appearance of our life, though it will affect that, but it is something that deals with our inward parts and with the hidden parts of our life. And then in verse number 8, he said, "Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice." And in verse number 9, he said, "Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities." You see, we sin and we come short of the glory of God. And David is crying out for God to blot these out and to hide his face from them. So I pointed out to you that David, in his prayer for cleansing, becomes sorrowful for his sins. But then I want you to notice in verse number 10 and following, there is a prayer for change. And in this prayer of change, we see that David becomes sick of himself. And I want to say it again, friend, that may not sound good to you, but you will never have revival until you come to the place that you get sick of yourself and you begin to seek God for a change in your life. Let me read from verses 10 down through the following verses, and then I'll back up and deal with them as the time permits us today. David said in verse number 10, "Create within me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." And I want to say again, David becomes sick of himself, and so he prays for a change in his life. Notice some things that David becomes sick of and prays for a change in. In verse number 10, he said, "Create within me a clean heart, O God." May I just say in simple, plain language, David gets tired of living with a dirty heart before God. Friend, I want to tell you, it is terrible business when every time you go to thinking about God, your own heart condemns you. Your own conscience condemns you because you know your heart is unclean and defiled before God. You remember the Bible said over in the book of 1 John chapter 3, verse number 20. "Beloved, if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knoweth all things." Let me ask you today, what is the condition of your heart before God? Is it clean? Is it right with the Lord? Or do you have in your heart sins of envy and strife and bitterness, unforgiveness, lust, covetousness? Is your heart defiled before God today? Friend, I want to tell you, there's hope for your heart when you realize that your heart is unclean. And so David said, "Create within me a clean heart. Lord, I'm sick and tired of having a dirty, defiled heart." And so he prays to the Lord that God would create within him a clean heart. He said, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. And wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." Oh, dear friend, listen. Our Lord said in Isaiah 1:18, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." And then in the New Testament, the Bible said in 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." What is the condition of your heart before God? Is it dirty? Is it defiled? Would you like for God to change your heart? Are you sick and tired of knowing that your heart is not right with God? Friend, if you're getting sick and tired of your defiled heart, then you are getting in shape for God to send revival to your heart by creating in you a clean heart. But then notice the second part of verse number 10. Not only David is sick and tired of a dirty and defiled heart, but he is sick and tired of a wrong spirit. And oh, may I say to you, this is something that all of us must battle constantly. I try to pray every morning in my morning prayers that the Lord will help me to have the right attitude in every situation that I face this day. There are so many people that are possessed with a bad spirit. They're short-tempered and sharp-tongued and quick to cut off somebody with an answer that is not kind at all. And I want to tell you, friend, a wrong spirit will defile you as well as defiling others. And friend, a bitter spirit, listen to me, dear friend. I wonder how many I'm speaking to today that have a bitter spirit. Would you listen to this preacher? Bitterness is so strong that it devours and destroys the container that carries it. Friend, I want to tell you, if you allow bitterness to come into your spirit, in your heart, then it will destroy you. You may hurt somebody else, but you're hurting yourself more than you're hurting them. There is nothing better than having a spirit that is relaxed and refreshed and right with God. And one who carries in it a kindness and a blessed approach to the needs and things of others. So David said, I'm sick and tired of a dirty heart. I'm sick and tired of a wrong spirit. Create within me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, listen to me today. I know the Holy Spirit is putting his finger on many today. You've got a wrong spirit. You hold a grudge against somebody. You've got a get-even attitude towards someone. I want to remind you, God said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will repay. You may have an unforgiving spirit. You say, well, I'm not going to forgive them. I want to tell you, carrying that grudge will work on your spirit, and it may affect others, but I want to tell you, it will affect you more than it affects them. Oh, my desire, I want to have a kind spirit. I want to have a loving spirit. I want to have a compassionate spirit. I want to have a caring spirit. You see, a bad spirit cannot produce good fruit. It doesn't matter what's the cause of the bad spirit. If you got a bad spirit, you'll have bad fruit in your life. And you cannot present a good message with a bad spirit. And you cannot sing a good song with a bad spirit and it have effect as you want it to have. But David said, Lord, I'm sick and tired of this dirty heart of mine. And Lord, I'm sick and tired of this wrong spirit that I've got. And I want you to change me. Create within me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. What about it, dear friend, today? There by the radio, do you have a dirty heart? Do you have a wrong spirit? Call on him. He'll hear you today. Father, honor your word. Help your people. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Once again, it's anniversary month here at the Harvest Time broadcast. We began broadcasting on the first Monday in November of 2002. The Lord's allowed us to finish 6 years, and we're now broadcast over 80 times a day. I do want to thank you that's prayed for us and stood by us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. I remind you that without you, we would not be able to do the job that we're doing. Let me encourage you on this anniversary month, you take time out, write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.
Again, onward, it's growing.